Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Boy, do I have a show for you today. I have as my guest, Dr. Sue Mortar. She's written an amazing book called The Energy Codes, and that's wonderful in itself. We're going to be talking about that. But you know, what I want you to do today is be inspired, be able to take your business, your life, your family life to a completely new level. We're in a place right now where we're coming into really what I want to say, big changes for everybody, you know, and this is a time for all of us to connect deeply within ourselves. Listen, what's going on out there right now, right? You know, we've gone through riots, conflicts, disease, death, theaters closed down, restaurants closed down, states closed down. You got stay-at-home orders. You know, this sounds a lot like what happened in Shakespeare's time, believe it or not. In Shakespeare's time, around the 1590s in London, the bubonic plague was hitting, and all those same things were happening, right? But here's the cool thing with Shakespeare. You know, he produced two of his most amazing pieces of art. One was his, they're both narrative poems, and one was his Venus and Adonis poem. And he produced another one. And I guess my point with this is that, you know, he chose to look at higher things during that time. You know, he didn't focus on the misery and death so much, but he focused on the mercy and justice and forgiveness and love and compassion. Interesting that one of the greatest artists of our time, going through the greatest challenges of his time, wasn't focused on all the negativity that so many are focused on today. He actually went within himself and started to bring out what we would call his genius. So today, that's what this show is about. I want to help you to bring out that genius that's inside of you. And if you've never referred to your brilliance as genius, I want you to start thinking about that. Because I will tell you this. You know, every, whether it be Gandhi or who else, Albert Einstein, Steve Jobs, gosh, I can go on and on with this list. Many, many people you would consider genius. Really, their genius came out at times when things were going tough, when things were tough, right? So what's my point here? Well, one of the things that I've found is that isolation is the price of greatness. You've heard me say this before, but what does that really mean? It means that we take time to go within ourselves, to reflect on what's really important to ourselves, to start to understand, who are we? And are we making the right choices consistently? You know, if you look out in the world right now, there's a lot of things that you might consider people making really poor choices, right? I see it all the time. I bet you do too. I bet you there's people in government right now, you say, yeah, they're making poor choices. Well, listen, why? I've asked myself, why is common sense so uncommon? Well, it's so uncommon because that thing we call our intuition, that thing we call our gut, is undeveloped in most people. They just aren't, it's not developed. But you know, when you develop that intuition, what happens is you have 100% accuracy in your choices. How cool would that be? Wouldn't you like to pick the stock market 100% of the time? Wouldn't you like to pick the right relationship? Wouldn't you like to make the right decisions in your finances every single time? Wow, interesting. Well, you know, there are people that actually do that. And if that's not you, one of the ways that you can do that is tap into higher levels of consciousness. That's what we're talking today. We're talking about the energy codes. What are the energy codes? How do you tune into that? How do you take yourself in your life and take it to the next level? So what the first step that I found is you practice what we call the presence of peace, right? Why the presence of peace? Well, listen, if your mind is chaotic, if you're going from one thing to the next thing, you're thinking, you know, I don't think you have a lot of peace in your life. Peace is the first step when you go within yourself and you still your mind. That's the first step in contacting what we call the superconscious mind. That's what I call it. That's what I've learned. Superconscious mind. So there's a conscious mind, everything you taste, touch, feel, smell, and you're seeing right now, subconscious mind, everything in the past, and the superconscious mind. As Albert Einstein said, all I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are details, right? Well, what's he tapping into? Superconscious mind. Is it just for him? Or can everybody tap into that? Of course you can. But you also have to know how. And the first step in doing that is calming yourself and having a sense of peace. So let me jump back to that thought about introspection and why people don't have a lot of common sense. Well, there's three ways that we can get wisdom or common sense, right? First is you can learn it from others. Second is you can learn it on your own. You put your hand on a hot stove, you'll learn. You'll get wise real quick. But the third way is to still the mind, to quiet the mind, and go within yourself and start to contemplate deeply some powerful questions, like questions like, who am I? Why am I here? What's the nature of consciousness? What has to happen for me to expand my awareness? How do I wake up? How do I become more and more aware of what are the highest and best choices for my life? So if that's you, if you want to have a brighter future, if you want to have higher thinking and bring in more understanding and wisdom, that's what the show's about today. And, you know, some of you are pretty courageous. You're willing to really get outside your comfort zone. And I'll submit to this, that for anybody that really wants to take their life to the next level, you really have to learn how to be uncomfortable. And you really need to be, let me phrase it another way. You need to be able to learn how to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Comfortable being uncomfortable. Why is that? Well, you know, everybody likes certainty. We all like security, especially in the United States. That's who we are. We love to be, you know, I want to know what I'm having for breakfast, where I'm going to work, how much money's in my bank. I want to have certainty around things. It brings security to some people, right? But true security comes from knowing and making the right choices on a consistent basis, no matter what the outside circumstances are. Is that you? I'm hoping you say yes. But if that's not you, that's okay. That's what this show is all about. That's why I keep bringing in the guests that I bring in, so that you can, you know, dream bigger dreams, step into the brilliance of who you are, and take your life to a completely new level. You know, all of us are fighting that inner battle of choice. You know, which choice will lead to happiness, which choice will lead to misery, which choice will lead to empowerment, which choice will make me feel disempowered, right? We're all fighting that. You know, but if we look within ourselves and we decide that every day I'm going to take just a little time to tune in and to start to go within yourself, then what's going to happen is your life's going to get better and better. I want to also mention this. I have an event that I've decided, I've mentioned this on the show. We said it would be in December. We were going to do an event, a summit. But I've decided, because of the political environment, I want to move it into January. So we're going to do the event on, it's going to be a summit. I'm bringing in some of my celebrity speakers, actors, NFL football players, some of the top business leaders in the world. I'm bringing in people that have wisdom and understanding, some of the spiritual people that I've met along the way. And why am I bringing them in? Well, we're all going to answer a couple questions. We're gonna talk about the vision of the future. Wouldn't you like to know what everybody's vision is for the future? And we're also going to be talking about what everybody's message to the world is right now. We're also, during that summit, I'm going to be launching my latest book, right, officially. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. And I'll be talking about that book. We'll be launching it. So that's coming up in December. If you want to find out about that, you can go to courage2change.us, courage2change.us, and check it out. All right, listen, I want to get to my first guest. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and I'll introduce her.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Kendi Foster here. So we're talking about the courage to awaken your inner spirit, right? And I'm so blessed today. I have Dr. Sue Mortar. And Dr. Sue is the best-selling, number one best-selling author in USA Today and LA Times, Amazon best-selling, of the book. It's called The Energy Codes, and it's the seven-step system to awaken your inner spirit. Dr. Sue provides techniques to activate untapped energy and neural circuitry in the body, empower hidden potential, and become one's true essential self. That's what we're talking about that today. Becoming your true essential self. Dr. Sue, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ken. It's such a joy to be here. I always love connecting with you and seeing where we get to go with our juicy conversations. So I'm looking forward.
We've had some juicy conversation. And, you know, so much going on in the world, as you heard, you know, me talk about, you know, early on. How are you doing, by the way? How's everything going for you?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, it's been an amazing time, obviously, for everyone. And so my entire focus has shifted from traveling and gathering people in large groups, you know, all over the world for seminars and retreats to online reaching out to people. And a beautiful thing about that is that we're able to reach people in countries that I never would travel to. And so we have probably added 70 countries to our gathering, our community that is studying this work. And so while it's been a crazy unraveling time for so many things, it has also been a redirective and a very big flourishing time as far as being able to touch people that we might not have ever reached before. So it's an amazing exploration, which has allowed a lot of creative energy to be utilized. And that's my thing. I love to tap the creativity in everyone and have it unfold into a different life experience. So we're definitely getting to have that practice time right now.
Well, we are definitely getting that practice time. That's for sure. You know, one of the things that I love about you is that you combine spirituality and science. Mm-hmm. And you bridge that gap with your work. So for those of you, my listeners out there that aren't real familiar with you, how did you get into, the both sides of that, the science and the spirituality? How did you start to blend that together?
Well, sure. I was actually born into a family where energy medicine was the topic in the 70s. My father was a pioneer in learning how to, and then teaching other doctors how to work with patients and clients with natural healthcare means. I've never gone to the doctor and taken an antibiotic for an ailment that I was suffering from. I know that the body has the ability to heal itself and to have a high immunity if it is working the way that it's designed to work. So I grew up in it. So I'm evidence of it, that that life can happen that way. We just have to know what to do and how to live in a way that allows our system to show up in such a fashion. So,
well, you know, a lot of people right now are worried about the COVID coming their way and infecting them. And you know, how does the, you know, working with the energy codes and energy medicine, does that give people peace of mind around this? Or what do you think? Let's talk about this a little bit.
Certainly. It definitely allows people to feel like they are more prepared. They are more capable of having a defense system that will be able to respond in any type of circumstance. And something that we teach inside of the Energy Codes work is that a virus is an opportunist, and it can only move into a system that is already somewhat in trouble. A virus can't attack a healthy cell and take it over. That a cell is already weakened or in an acidic state that would keep it from being robustly vital and responsive. And so then when it comes in contact with the virus, it becomes more susceptible. So what we are focusing on is how to optimize our system so that we don't have to walk around in a state of fear of wondering, you know, is this person safe? Is this, you know, when's my time? What's going to happen? What are the odds? And actually walking around thinking and wondering and being in that state of fear is one of the greatest ways to suppress our own immune system. So we have to be doing things so that we know that we are optimizing our system and maximizing its capacity to be healthy and strong and robust in the world. So that is in part what I teach in the Energy Codes book. And that is from the history that I grew up with natural health care and being able to steer my patients and then my clients in a direction of truly owning and mastering their own personal empowerment on a physical level. And then also 20 years ago, I had an awakening experience inside of a meditation practice. I was just beginning to.
Oh, well, you know, hold on one second. I got to take a break, but I want to hear about that awakening as soon as I get back. So we're going to take a quick break and then I'll come back. I want to hear about that.
Sure.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Ann Dow, for the show A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm so happy that we're talking about some of the deep subjects today that will really, I believe, take this audience's level of understanding to a completely new level. I'm with international speaker and master of bioenergetic theory and quantum field visionary, Dr. Sue Mortar. She utilizes the embodiment of high frequency energy patterns to activate the full human potential. Dr. Sue, I just love that about you. Your story. Okay, we're talking about you waking up. What happened here? How did you tap into these high energetic fields?
Sure. So I was learning to meditate, which ironically, I was trying to learn to meditate for stress relief from headaches that I was experiencing. And I wanted to shift something. Someone, you know, mentioned that meditation might be helpful. I was drawn to it instantly. And as such, I began seeking out a place, and I met someone instantly, almost immediately, who invited me to a place in Florida. And I went there and had amazing experiences, and almost overnight started having transformative perspectives in meditation. Probably the third or fourth time I sat down with a group of people and really dropped into this inner core, I had an illuminating experience that lit me up into another dimension, literally. And I could see in a light so brilliantly bright, it was 10 times brighter than the brightest day in the desert that I had ever seen. And it was, I could see 360 degrees around me, and I was this ray of light. I was me, but I wasn't in a body. And I could see the earth beneath me about the size of a marble, and I was embedded into it up to what would have been my knees. I could see behind me, above me, to the side, exactly the same, anytime, all the time. And every time I took a breath, this beautiful pink iridescent translucent blanket of love, it felt like love, was just rising up. It was like and falling in this beautiful grace every time I exhaled. And as I would inhale, it would rise up again. And as I would exhale, it would just rest back down again. And I knew that what was happening was this brilliant light was being transduced into love through us and being fed into the version of us that is here in this physical planet. Now, that might sound really crazy, and it certainly sounded really, really crazy to me. At the time, I was trained as a physician, and science was my background. Even though I was in quantum science and knew that there were infinite possibilities, it still wasn't tapping into this idea that you could actually have an experience in another realm, that you could have a transcendent experience. And so I just wasn't. Well,
let me ask you this, you know, because I think my audience would want to know, you know, two questions. You know, can they have that kind of experience, and is it necessary, and why did it happen to you? I got three questions in one. Yeah, there.
Sure. So anyone can have that experience, and it isn't necessary. And it is actually kind of what comes along with learning how to still the mind. And that's the why, really. It's not really about having a visual experience of another dimension that is important. But what is important is that we learn how to slow down the mind. Because when we learn how to slow down the mind, we become available to something greater than the box that our mind has created for us to live in. Excuse me just a second. I've been talking a lot lately. And my throat got me there. Okay, so here's what happens. The mind operates kind of like this whirling ceiling fan, and it's moving so fast. And the true creative self rides this wave of creativity and is an essence, basically, that is a very different frequency. So we have these two frequencies of who we are. And excuse me, what we have to do is learn how to slow the mind down so that we can move in tandem with it and move out beyond the mind so that we can have an experience of who we are beyond our past experience. That's why the creative genius of Einstein would say your imagination is more important than your knowledge, no matter how much knowledge you have. It's this box of knowledge that we live in that we're trapped inside of, because we're only as smart as the information that we've been exposed to. And that is a limited, finite amount of information, our current level of exposure. However, as quantum science would show us, that there is an infinite possibility, but that possibility exists outside of the box of our thinking mind. So meditation is to slow down the mind so that the real you can move beyond that, because you would never stick your finger through a rapidly moving ceiling fan. You would just stay away because it would hurt, right? So if we can slow that fan down, then you can figure out how to get through without, you know, without any kind of repercussion. So this is what meditation does, is it slows down the mind, and it allows us to have access to a more vast version of knowledge and universal intelligence and this cosmic wisdom that is not only accessible by everyone, it is actually what everyone is made of, which is a whole quantum flip. And something that I explain inside the book, The Energy Codes, is that energy and possibility is not something that we possess or even something that we can access. It's who we are. And if we can come to know the real self, that true version of us, then it's right here, accessible all the time. It isn't something we have to go and get. It isn't something that we have to give up something that we currently have in order to live or reside in this realm where this information is available to us.
I love this. This is a great discussion. When I come back, because I'm going to take a break, what I want to ask you has to do with a lot of people, they wonder about meditation, and I know a lot of people are meditating for many years. Is meditation going to give them health and wealth and abundance and love and joy, or is it not? Let's answer that when we get back. We'll take a break.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's so amazing to get the emails and the subscribes and people connecting with us and letting us know how much you appreciate the show. So thank you so much for doing that. Of course, you can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook, and you can also get all the replays at voicesofcourage.us, or you can always just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast, and that'll come right up for you instantly. But again, thank you for listening. Listen, today our show is all about helping you to awaken that inner spirit within you. And one thing you might not know about my guest, Dr. Sue Mortar, she is the founder and a visionary of the Mortar Institute for Bioenergetics, which is an organization committed to teaching individuals self-healing techniques and inner wisdom-based approach to life based on quantum science and higher consciousness. So you didn't know that about my guest. You know it now. All right, Dr. Sue.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I get this question. So is meditation the end all be all? Am I going to have money, wealth, health, and joy ever after if I learn to meditate?
Yeah, it's just like everything else. It's not what you're doing. It's why and how you're doing it, and how the rest of you is going to show up to utilize the benefits of anything that you do. So there is no one thing that is going to be the answer for everyone. But if I were to say the one thing that if you could only do one thing that would change your ability to perceive your greatness and your creativity and to bring that forward, it would be meditation. It doesn't make someone successful. It doesn't make them more kind. It doesn't make them capable of better relationships. However, it certainly gives them a hands up in it, because we have a tendency to be attached to our mind so much that we're identified as our mind. And we think that all of the thoughts that our mind has are true just because it thinks them so often, that we just have accepted them as true. And when we're infused and enmeshed inside of that mind field, it's a pretty rocky road. For every high, there's also a low, and every good day, there's a bad day coming. And we find ourselves living just waiting for the other shoe to fall, because that's how the mind operates. It's based in duality. And so it's always going to have this duplicitous existence. And when we're identified as that, our life experience becomes like that. So we have to learn how to unattach from the mind and utilize the mind to serve us. Instead of having it on us, we need to get it off of us and have it be serving something that has heart and meaning to us. And the mind becomes much happier when it does that, because prior to that, we've been asking it to do something it's not really built to do. So it's stressed out all the time. Imagine if you were put in a role in your company that you have no idea how to do that thing. And yet every single day you're being expected to make the decisions based on an expertise in that arena. You know, it can't happen. So the mind is constantly stressed out and constantly looking for something to soothe it or to validate it or to make it believe that everything's going to be okay. When in reality, everything's going to be okay. In fact, everything already is okay. It's in divine order. It's unfolding exactly like it's supposed to. And it's all in your favor. And it's trying to wake you up to a greater version of yourself.
So what I'm hearing you say, of course, is to master the mind. But there's something deeper than that, right? It's almost to become the observer. Use the mind as a tool instead of thinking you are your thoughts. You are this mind. This is what's going on in my life. This is how my life's always going to be, because these are the thoughts I always think. So how do we do that? How do we, and I tell you what, meditation is one of the keys, but you know, how do we combine, like, you know, the science with the spirituality and be able to really apply it practically so that we can start to tap into these higher realms of consciousness on a daily basis?
Certainly. So there are chemistries that we can generate in our body through the foods that we eat. There are sequences of energies that we can activate through learning how to master our breath and breathe in certain ways, in certain areas of the body being accentuated by different breathing patterns. We also then start to cultivate greater creativity and ingenuity and soothe the heart and allow not the loving heart. That's, you know, also included in other aspects of what we're doing. But I mean, the heart muscle, like soothe it and allow it to be replenished and rejuvenated so that it's not overtaxed and pushing us to, you know, we're not pushing it to the limits that would risk our heart's health in the later years of our lives, and to allow our systems to operate. There are many approaches that we can take to shift chemically, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And we have to learn how to do those things in collaboration. Oftentimes people will try to exercise and it doesn't really give them, you know, that relief that they're looking for. Or they will try to meditate and it doesn't really give them the relief that they're looking for. Or they will try to change their diet and decrease their stimulants, their coffee and tea and sugar and soda and cigarettes and alcohol and all that stuff that's just really tough on the body, but they don't really get in a groove. And so they end up grabbing some of those things back into their life and they wonder why they can't really seem to put it together and get ahead. And oftentimes the reason is because we're not doing enough of the same things at the same time to have an impact on the subconscious. Because the subconscious is in a rut, it's in a groove, it's geared for survival, and it's trying to keep us, you know, outrunning our issues as fast as it can. However, that poses part of the problem, that we need to slow down and come in and learn about these things that we can do sequentially in an order that has an effect on the nervous system, so that the brain waves move into alpha frequency and we start thinking in our genius instead of our survivorship. We basically get locked into fight or flight mode, and we have to learn how to untap that, to disconnect it, to open up the trap door and allow the conscious and the subconscious, and as you were speaking of earlier, the superconscious, to be in constant connection with each other. Because when the communication between those areas shuts down, now we're in trouble. Now we rightfully are focused on surviving and trying to figure out how to make ends meet and make things work, and we come from a place of lack. But when those aspects of us are aligned with each other, which means there's a brain in our gut and a brain in our heart and a brain in our head, which most people don't know about, but they are designed to cultivate and accumulate and process information in a collective and collaborative way. And when the three of them are working together, we start experiencing greater health. We start healing things that have been around for years, or we heal new injuries more rapidly. And we move, more importantly, we move into our creative genius, because the only reason we're not in creative genius is if there's a higher priority in our lives. And our subconscious is trained to identify that priority. And the only priority that is more important than creativity is health. And the only priority that is more important than health is survival. So if our system is perceiving that we're stuck in a fight or flight, bear chasing us kind of mode, our chances of ever getting all the way to creativity are not very good. So we wonder why we can't come up with that idea to improve our business or to change how life is going.
I love this discussion. I want to plus the discussion. There's consciousness in also in our chakras. So it's you know, the mind, body, spirit connection. But there's also consciousness in chakras, and a lot, most people live in the lower three chakras. So, and what we're talking about is living up in the heart, living up in the higher realms of consciousness, which will help.
And not abandoning our lower chakras in the process of doing so, because those lower chakras will ground us and anchor us and allow us to translate this high frequency energy in a real rubber meets the road kind of way. We need the energies of the lower chakras, but they need to be combined with the energies of the upper chakras in complete integration if we really want to operate in our wholeness. And so that's exactly what we're doing with the energy codes, is connecting the dots between them all, so that we can be wise and loving and powerful and conscientious and creative and strong and vital and decisive and clear, that we don't have to become airy fairy just because we're tapping these high frequency energies. We don't have to float away into the ethers, which oftentimes people are afraid of. If I start meditating and get into that woo woo, am I going to pay the bills? Am I going to be able to like make ends meet? And of course you will. You will be able to be so much more prosperous with so much less effort when these energies of the higher chakras are able to integrate and infiltrate into the energies of your own personal power and your wisdom. And your
own listen, I've got to take a break here, and I want to tap into some practical ways that we can actually tap into those higher levels of energy. I like the way what you're saying, integrate. How we can integrate each one of those areas of consciousness into our life in a practical way when we get back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. the personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today I'm with Dr. Sue Morter, who is a master at bioenergetic theory and quantum field visionary. Dr. Sue, all right, practical ways. Okay, we got meditation down. Other practical ways to maybe create the habits that people need to be able to transform and transcend these lower stuck energies that may be stopping them from feeling healthy, feeling vibrant, and really feeling secure in an insecure world.
Sure. So some things that are super easy to do are just, first of all, learning how to breathe properly. Most people breathe in their upper lobes of their lungs. They take a big breath. If we say, hey, everybody take a deep breath in right now, most people do that. We stick out our chest and we feel strong and we're going after it. And the problem with that is that it causes you to activate the part of the nervous system that puts you in fight or flight. And it also doesn't allow you to get as much oxygen, ironically, as you could if you were breathing a little differently. So breathing into the lower lobes of the lungs is very effective in starting to activate the part of the nervous system that is responsible for creative healing, filtering, cleansing, detoxifying, replenishing, rejuvenation. So breathing into the lower lobes of the lungs also activates a part of the nervous system that calms you down. It takes you out of fight or flight and puts you into creative genius. It oxygenates the bloodstream faster because there are more blood vessels in the lower lobes of the lungs. And so it sends a message to the system that says, all is well, chill, calm down. When you're calm, you're much more creative. When tension goes up, creativity goes down. It's just a law. Now, for a certain point, it increases it. It activates us. But after that immediate hit, it actually drops us into fight or flight. And our only creativity is about trying to figure out ways to get out of the fix that we're in. So people have learned that if I get under stress, I perform better that way. And so they allow stress to be in their lives all the time because they equate that with better performance. But it will exhaust you in the long run. And there's definitely an upper limit on as to what you can ever experience from a sense of creativity from that perspective. There's a glass ceiling on that as well. So breathing in the lower lobes of the lungs. Belly breathing does this instantly. Just breathe in your belly. Breathe in your belly and then continue to inhale and then inhale into the upper lobes of the lungs if you're going to take a deep breath. So everybody just breathe in your belly. And when you breathe in your belly gets big. And when you exhale, your belly has to come back to the spine. So it's kind of the opposite. We're used to inhaling in the upper lobes and then we exhale and the chest drops. But the chest isn't going to move at all. So I'm going to take a big inhale and my chest doesn't move at all. But my belly is coming straight out toward the camera. And then I exhale and the belly comes back to the spine. And I inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And this is happening down at the level of the navel. It's way down in the belly. So it draws the oxygen down to the lower lobes of the lungs and activates it. So that's a simple thing that people can do. And you can do it all the time. Dropping your shoulders, pulling your shoulder blades together and dropping them down automatically rolls the heart open, which activates again the subconscious to recognize, oh, okay, we're safe. Let's get playful. Let's get into possibility. Let's get into ingenuity when the heart is open. That's how it happens. When we're joyful, things come to us and we become effervescent energetically. So those vibrational frequencies are tapped and supported very much in this way. There is also something in the system, in the world of bioenergetics, there is a study of showing how the energy moves down through the body. It comes in from overhead, hits the earth, and then rises back up out the top of the head, cycles around the outside of the body, comes back in at the level of the spine, rises up through the body again, comes out around the top of the head. So it's constantly being replenished. It's constantly hitting the earth. It's constantly rising and revolving around in this way. And as long as we allow that to happen, it happens and it's healing and it's integrative, as we've been speaking about earlier, and it's rejuvenating and replenishing. But what happens for most people is they are actually experiencing the energy in this way, where the energy comes down into the body and then it rises up through and it has to move around areas that we're not currently utilizing. And so there are blockages, we could call them, or interferences on the line. And the energy, the rising energy, picks up a wobble. That wobble creates a distortion in the energy field. We live now inside that distortion. We're looking out through a distorted energy field. And so we see things in a distorted fashion. We think they're harder than they really are. It's like we have blinders on. It's like we're living out of our past. We're reliving it over and over because those blockages come from areas that we shut down when, I don't know, maybe your dad said you were never going to amount to anything, or a teacher or a coach said, you know, it's just not up for you. It's not going to happen for you, or whatever the case may be. We took it in, we absorbed it, and we started living as if it was true. So now what
Okay. So symptoms of blockages, symptoms. How would a person know if they've got blockages?
Sure. It can be physical pain. It can be back pain, headaches, neck pain. It can be lethargy and inability to have energy by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're exhausted, there's a reason for that, because you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be just picking up a second wind at that time and moving right through your day. Just as you do at 10 o'clock in the morning, it should be the same. So that's another sign that there are blockages, an inability to fall asleep at night or to get up in the morning. Sure sign that there are blockages.
People say, oh, I'm getting old. I'm getting older. And you know, my energy is not like it used to be. And, you know, are these excuses or is this, you know, what's been your experience?
I would have to say that to a great degree, that is not the truth. I have people in my coursework in their 70s and in their 80s that tell me they feel better than they have felt in 30 and 40 years. So we know that it's not. It's just that the longer we live, the more blockages we create, because the more premature conclusions we draw on the circumstances that we are in, as if we're not enough or that's not going to happen, or we just shut it down. So we keep shutting down our energy flow. So one of the things that I'm teaching people is to learn how to breathe up and down this channel. Because it's a fact of bioenergetics that if you'll breathe and move the energy up and down the central channel of your body, that more vitality will rise again. And you'll start to feel more inertia and more momentum and more possibility and more creativity, where you can be powerful and be loving and be creative and speak your truth all at the same time, rather than having to jump back and forth between those skills.
So I love it. Well, listen, I happen to know that tonight, you know, for those of you that are listening live right now, tonight, Dr. Sue is teaching a class. It's called Healing Transmission, Your Gateway to Wholeness, at 5:30 Pacific. I think I got that right. How do people connect with that in you if they'd like to take that tonight, Sue?
Sure. They can go to drsumorter.com/healingtransmission, or they can go to monthlyhealingtransmission.com. Either way, they can get there. Yep.
Okay, good. We got it on the screen there. So for those of you that are watching us live right now, you can see it on the screen. Otherwise, like she said, drsumorter.com/healingtransmission. Now, is this a class you teach on ongoing? Will there be additional classes coming up? People can connect with you?
I'm teaching classes all the time. This one is actually it's not so much a teaching, it's an experience. It's to take them into a healing experience. And I teach a little bit at the beginning, but most of the time is devoted to actually taking them into some breathing patterns and some healing vibrational frequencies. And it's complimentary. There's no cost for that. And we have tens and I don't know how many thousands of people are joining us in this call from around the world. So there's a lot of leverage of energetics that one can utilize and kind of feel this bonded space around the world. It's been a pretty awesome.
Okay, well, listen, I got to take a break. We come back. What I like to do is take another little dive into what stops people. Like people are listening to this right now. You're listening to it, but some of you are going to listen to this and then just get distracted and move on. So I want to talk about what we can do to not get distracted and move forward with working with Dr. Sue and or pursuing your spiritual scientific connection so that you can actually live the life of your dreams. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Well, welcome back. I'm talking with Dr. Sue Mortar of the famed Energy Codes. It's her book that has been getting rave reviews from all over the world. So, Dr. Sue, I'd like to ask you a question here. By the way, we have about 3 minutes to go here on the show. So, okay, everybody's been listening to the show. They've been getting the ideas. I'm sure a lot of people are inspired right now. They want to work with you. What's going to stop them? What's going to stop them? All of a sudden, they're going to be distracted, or something's going to happen. What can people do to not get distracted and start to really embody what we're talking about here today?
We are oriented, unfortunately, to process what's happening in the outer world. And we need to learn how to process what's happening in the inner world, because the inner world is absolute. The outer world is temporal. Things can change on a dime, as we know. And so people are distracted and dispersed into the outer world, and they need to learn how to build the neural circuitry to reference and sense and perceive what's happening on the inside, so that it doesn't have to get to high levels where they're super frustrated or super worried about something or super sick in some way before they start to make something matter in a different way. So if people could just learn to call their energy back home to themselves, it's a great first step. So right now, everyone that's watching, just throw your energy onto a person who triggers you, onto some story from your past that upsets you, or just onto some object in the room. And we call that centering your focus on object. And notice how you feel in your body. It feels just kind of blank. Now, call all that energy back home for yourself. Just direct it here. Because the tiny particles called photons have no choice but to respond to your intention. And when you just call the energy back onto yourself, you will feel a rush of power run into your system. And then you just start breathing it up and down in your body with your attention. We don't have time to teach you how to do that part, but I certainly am available to teach that in all sorts of courses that I'm teaching. Now, throw that energy back off of you again. And notice how it causes you to feel empty and collapsing on the inside. Now, just call it back on to you again and breathe in your belly. And you'll start to feel and sense a greater sense of self inside. That will allow you to feel the benefits of focusing on the self. And when you do that more and more, and you learn the details and the massive amounts of techniques that I have to cultivate that and turn it into something powerful, it will allow you to stay the course. It will allow you to truly take this time and take a turn in your life and allow what's happening in our world right now to actually serve you into awakening to a greater version of yourself than the one that you've been on autopilot, you know, pushing down the river the way that you have been. Because people get distracted. They get caught up in the outer world because they don't have the sensory neuro pathways turned on to sense and feel what really has heart and meaning from the inside out. And so we get caught up in the herd and going along with things the way that people do. And it costs us a life experience that
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, this has been a great show. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you come back in the new year and visit me again and our guests. I know you've got a lot going on, but we got some great things going. And thank you, Dr. Sue. That's been great. That's great. All righty. Well, you know what my message from Dr. Sue is like, you know, it's turn off the distractions, tune into your own heart, and take some specific actions today that will assure that your life gets better and better. So I want to thank you all for being here again. Thank you, Dr. Sue, for being here, and really appreciate you and all you do. Thank you so much. You can get my latest book at CourageToChange.us. Again, we have a conference summit coming in on January 16th, and I hope you'll register for that at CourageToChange.us. And I also encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And, of course, I'm always interested in what you have to say. If you have some questions or comments for me, please, or you'd like to make a suggestion for our show, we'd love those. Go to viewer or send an email to viewer@voicesofcourage.us, viewer@voicesofcourage.us. And what else do I want to say? That's it. Till next time, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners, looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.